Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hash it out this morning, and I love that this couple has come to us. It's Megan and Cody. They are married, and Cody is going to go first to explain the dilemma. Megan will be here to respond to anything that Cody has to say if she doesn't agree with it. Cody, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's going on between the two of you?
Well, okay, so I think my wife is trying to sabotage us into being like the lame house on the block this Halloween.
I love it. I love it already. Some sabotage.
Yeah, yeah. So she came home from shopping the other day, you know, and I was helping her bring things in from the car and all that. And then I picked up this bag that was just filled, right? Like just stuffed with 100 Halloween pencils and little rubber toys and stuff, you know. And so, you know, of course, I was curious, you know, and I was like, what's this for? Now, Megan is a teacher. Sometimes she buys school supplies for her, you know, her students and stuff. And she told me that she got them to give her class. But here's the kicker, right? She's also wants to pass them out to the trick-or-treaters.
Okay.
I see where this is going.
You got to understand, right? This is our first year in this house, right? Like, it's really the first time that we're ever going to have trick-or-treaters, you know? And to be honest, I was just mortified. I'm like, I'm trying to tell her, you know, we can't be that house on the block that gives out freaking pencils, all right? candy. You know what I mean? You don't want to be that one family that apples. You don't want to be that one family that gives out something weird. You know, no, they want candy. We got to get candy. We got to get good candy. It's Halloween. I mean, really.
All right, Megan. Cody says that your family's reputation in the neighborhood is on the line. What do you say?
I say this is so ridiculous. Why do you have such a problem with us giving out little pencils and pop fidget spinners? What's wrong with that?
You're missing the point, though, Megan. Like, kids don't want this stuff, man. They just, it's not candy. Like, they want the candy. They want the goods. They want the sugar.
Everyone else is giving out candy for Halloween. I don't know. I just want to do something different. This is ridiculous.
Everyone's doing it.
Yeah, no, I understand trying to be different. I get that, you know. But come on, man. Everyone gives out candy because that's what kids want. When they go to door to door, when they house to house saying trick or treat, they're not hoping that somebody's going to throw a bunch of school supplies in their bag, okay? Don't you remember being a kid? You get disappointed when you get something that ain't chocolate, you know? They want candy.
I mean, yeah, of course I remember being a kid and yeah, I do like chocolate, but like, I would have been super excited for pencils. And like, I'm telling you that kids love these fidget toys. I'm telling you.
Do they, though?
And, yeah, exactly. Thank you. Thank
them.
You. Look, I'm just saying, at best, we're going to be the lame house. You know what I mean? They're going to be like, oh, don't go to that house. They're lame. At worst, we're going to get toilet papered and egged, okay? I don't want that happening.
Does that still happen these days?
No.
It
no,
should.
They're going to write it next year.
A house that gives out pencils for Halloween, they deserve it.
216-474-0104. You've heard from Cody. You've heard from Megan. Megan wants to give out the little fidget toys and the Halloween pencils. Cody says, I don't want to be the lame house in the neighborhood.
Candy or bust.
Yeah, I feel like the expectations of Halloween are out there. 216-474-0104. Jennifer in Brook Park, good morning.
Hello.
Did you have a house like this in your neighborhood when you grew up?
So when we were growing up, there was a very sweet lady who would hand out apples every year. And every year, my sister and I did not want to go to her house.
You didn't want the apples?
We did not want the apples. I think it's a really sweet idea of Megan, but I can't agree with her on this.
No, the kids want candy.
I think my wife would give away the apples if we ran out of candy. I think she would pivot to apples.
You think so?
Well, right now, she's always on this thing where...
Paula loves candy. What do you mean if you run out of candy? There's going to be candy in the house.
But she always buys too many apples in the house. And so I will just randomly be sitting on the couch. It happened yesterday. I'm randomly sitting on the couch watching the Browns game. And she comes over with a bowl of apples.
Like, I almost
cut
feel
up
like
apples.
If you're the house that gives away apples, that's so much more sus than being the house that gives away pencils. You're going to tell me as a parent, if your kid brings home an apple in their trick-or-treat bag, it's not going straight in the garbage.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's going straight in the garbage.
It probably is. Bailey and Perry, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts on this? Should Megan reconsider her idea of giving away pencils and fidget spinners?
I think so. The kids, they get, I mean, there's other houses that are going to give them out, and they're going to get them. Then they're going to have their Halloween parties at school, and they're going to get them there. And there's too many of those trinkets that are coming home that they end up in the trash. I mean, we throw those things right away when the kids aren't around because they get thrown on the floor. The dog finds them. We're stepping on them. Mm. They don't play with them. Nope. We don't want them.
Oh, my gosh, Bailey, 100%. I am constantly throwing away. I'm like, I see it on the floor and I'm like, this is just crap. It's just crap.
It's just junk.
Yes.
Let's just throw it away.
It's junk. It breaks because it's, you know, you're buying them in bulk and so they're cheap and then they break. And, you know, we just give out like drinks. Find like juice boxes or cans of pop or something. The kids are thirsty when they're trick or treating. They'll be excited when they get it. And it's something that's not candy. And then they'll be able to have it right then and there.
Thank you, Bailey. Yeah, someone texted in here. Did you see this? We give out cans of pop. What do you think about cans of pop?
I actually think that's a great idea. I would be so excited if I got just like a little can of pop or even like a little bottle of water when I was trick-or-treating.
Yeah, it breaks up the monotony, I guess.
Yeah. How much Hershey's can you really have?
I don't know. I think the overwhelming majority here is saying, Megan, please reconsider. You have a few days to reconsider your decision.
But you know what, Megan? I love where your head is at. Just dare to be different.
Thinking outside the box?
Maybe not right now, though.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.